Daily Light, December the 20th, morning. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. God chose you as the first fruit to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. Elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and for sprinkling with his blood. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. For God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. For he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Ephesians 1:4. And 2 Thessalonians 2:13, 2 Thessalonians 2:14, Romans 8:29-30, 1 Peter 1:1-2, Ezekiel 36:26, 1 Thessalonians 4:7. Daily Light, December the 20th, evening. If the Lord himself should make windows in heaven, could this thing be? Oh, have faith in God. And without faith it is impossible to please him. With God all things are possible. Is my hand shortened that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you, and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. Oh, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, or his ear dull, that it cannot hear. O Lord, there is none like you to help between the mighty and the weak. But that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. If the Lord himself should make windows in heaven, could this thing be? 2 Kings 7:2. And Mark 11:22. Hebrews 11:6. Matthew 19:26. Isaiah 50:2, and Isaiah 55:8-9, Malachi 3:10, Isaiah 59:1, 2 Chronicles 14:11, and 2 Corinthians 1:9.